You are about to embark on a journey into the darkest parts of humanity. Life, death, and the other side. Have no fear, you are not alone. Others are coming with you. Others, like you, who want to know what is beyond the threshold. So strap in, hold tight, and take the journey as we are about to go. B.T.T. Good evening and welcome to episode 46 of Beyond the Threshold. I am your host, Gary Blackheart. Last week we took a little journey down the road of haunting, and during the time of production a few emails came to me regarding another darker aspect of what is on the other side, wishing for me to touch base on them just a little bit and inform the masses on what to watch out for when working with our friends on the other end of the threshold. From spirit communicators to spirit wranglers, from ghost hunters to demon slayers, there's a vast growing number of people working with the energies of those sans flesh and bone these days, and every so often in these groups' workings, well, we happen to come across some very unruly entities. Some of them are simply spirits of those who have done horrible wrongs in life and are doomed to live or relive them, or to come to terms with them, while others go far, far beyond the concept of a deceased person or animal and are far more vicious. Tonight, we take a trip down the darker paths into our look at the bad boys of the other side. Well, whom do I speak of? They go by several names and can be classified in many ways. We'll look at one or two different classes, give a brief description on what you can look out for, and perhaps give you some tips on how to contend with them. But before we do that, we're going to take a musical journey with two. That's right, two back-to-back openings songs here on BTT. That should give you enough time to buckle up. This might be a bumpy ride, so stay tuned. The first song we're going to play is a song that is dedicated out to a couple of friends of mine that are very big fans of this really cool series called Supernatural. I'm sure a lot of you are out there listening to and watching that show. And this kind of is along the lines of some of the stuff that they do on the show. So this right here is Kansas with Carry On My Wayward Son, followed by a unique Robert Johnson cover of the song Crossroads by the band Cream. So here we go. Crossroads from Cream. It's a Robert Johnson cover. It's a very Robert Johnson is a very 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 big influence in my life. Old school blues guitarist, very, very influential. That's the easiest way I can say it. And then there was Kansas with Carry On My Wayward Son, and that was dedicated out to all the big-time fans of Supernatural. Anyhow, welcome back. Last year we spoke about how shadow people were often referred often to as shadows. Well, in a nutshell, these little bastards exist as manifestations of negative energy, feeding solely upon our misery, anger, frustration, and anxieties. While they originate from other side and rank in our list of bad guys at the bottom of the list, these entities reign supreme in the darker aspects of our living world, feeding off the day-to-day crap that comes at us and keeping their hosts in continuous loops of strife. The sad thing is, the only true way to know if you have a shadow lurking about is to have it seen or sensed through the eyes of a sensitive, and quite frankly, unless you have one in your back pocket or on speed dial, they make for a rather difficult nuisance to get rid of, with the only true method of being to imbibe yourself with positive energy and come to terms with the shit that's affecting you. Now, shadows range in size and shape, and then can usually be felt more prevalent at night, either in the corners of a room, at the edge of the bed, or sometimes behind you, where, if anything, you might feel a weight upon your shoulders. Other than that, it's a shadow. It's kind of hard to spot. This is an example of what we'll be focusing on this evening. The list of baddies could, if we chose to go by their names, extend well into next year. So instead, much like with shadows, we'll group them up by a specific, like a general classification, and give you a brief rundown with a little tip or two on how to handle them. So, next up on the list, in no particular order, are the Stygians. Stygians are your basic run-of-the-mill security force on the other side. Essentially, Stygians, also known as guardians, wards, or sometimes called ferrymen, are the protectors of the gateways that separate the land of the living from the land of the dead. An old story from ancient Roman or Greek times tells of a group of soldiers that were enslaved by the Lord of the Underworld due to their vile and wretched behavior during the times of both war and peace. The Lord determined that these soldiers be shackled with chains to the gates of the Underworld along the River Styx to protect the gates so that none may pass without, you know, any type of just cause. In doing so, the Lord chose to give the soldiers, called the Stygian Knights, just enough chain to allow them to defend the gates by any means necessary, but not enough to escape through the gateway. It is said that as someone attempts to cross to the other side without just cause, such as actually dying in an attempt to rescue someone trapped by some means, the Stygians are required to capture, torment, and if they so choose to, free themselves and shackle the trespasser, making the trespasser the new guardian of that gate. The trouble with this is, when a Stygian becomes free to roam about, they go back to their old ways before being shackled themselves, causing all sorts of chaos and pain. Feelings of being whipped or clawed, having things thrown or break, or often have been reported when someone discovers a Stygian is loose. Now, the best way to get rid of a Stygian? Well, the only way, since it's the best way, is to free the trespasser and place the bindings back on the Stygian. Otherwise, you're going to have a bad time. The next group we're going to look at have been long rumored to cause multiple engine failures in planes, things missing, machines breaking and not working as they should, firearms jamming up, and all sorts of nonsense. You may have heard these of their more common name, and they may have been seen in movies once or twice. The gaggle of little miscreants I'm speaking of are called imps, or what the world calls them, gremlins. Imps are kind of on the low end of the badass scale when it comes to classifying demons, and while they can be quite humorous sort when it comes to exactly what they do, imps are basically pranksters. They love breaking things and causing people to trip, lose items, and all sorts of general tomfoolery. The thing about imps is that they simply want to get attention. They want to friends on our side of the veil because, quite frankly, they aren't much liked on the other end, largely due to their mischievous behavior. Imps are usually pretty ugly in appearance, smacking of images not too unfamiliar to fans of gargoyles. Imps they're very short in stature, sometimes as tall as the length of an average human finger. Imps are very fast and difficult to trap, even for the most experienced hunter on a good day due to their wiry aptitude. The easiest way, and when I say easy, try to understand that easy is a relative term here, to catch and remove an imp is to give it a sweeter target. In other words, as imps typically crave the attention of those who are pranking, by sending them towards a tastier prey, the imps will more than likely speed off in that direction rather than stick around. Now, after the break, we're going to step up the ladder of nasty and introduce you to some groups that, unless you know what you are doing, you really shouldn't try to attempt to mess with, so stay tuned. We're going to be kind of like, you know, having a short episode this evening. This is going to be Crossfeed with Cold. Yeah. As promised, we are going to turn up the nasty here on BTT, and well, our first badass group here are called Wraiths. A little bit stronger than an imp, and fueled by vengeance and rage. Wraiths are the other side's version of Dog the Bounty Hunter. The one and only mission of a Wraith is to seek and punish, and it will continue to do so without the challenge until its revenge has been exacted. And as for being able to stop a Wraith, well, forget it. They've got one job. With the exception of getting the entity that has manifested immense amounts of rage to stop raging about, the safest way to stop a Wraith is to do its work for him. The guilty party must be punished. Then and only then will the Wraith back off. Other than that, just get out of its way. Now, a step up from the Wraith is a Juggernaut, and no, I do not in any way mean the cool guy with the Aussie accent and the awesome helmet from the X-Men movie. A true Juggernaut spirit, otherwise known as a Brute, is a very powerful but not so bright mid-range demon that usually follows the orders of someone higher in the ranks. They are freakishly large in size and stature, and can take a wallop or five if you're trying to take it down with recitations and spell work, and will not stop until, like the Wraith, the job is done. Again, it has one job. But remember, I said Juggernauts are not very bright. All the muscle is being used except for the one that matters. Diverting the Brute into something that can take a pounding for a long time and then sealing and destroying the object can quickly take the Brute down. That's the easy part. The hard part is squeezing the big guy into that itty-bitty living space. Now, someone who doesn't mind itty-bitty living space, going one step higher than the Brutes, are the Djinn. That's right, the old wives' tale about the dude or dudette in the bottle that springs out of the bottle when it's rubbed to grant wishes. Well, it doesn't quite work that way. Not quite. You see, Djinn are master manipulators. They are fairly quick to grant you what you desire, but as drunk drivers of the karma bus, they attune to your greed and proceed to enslave you into servitude, and instead granting your wishes, you'll be able to do their bidding. You'll basically be their slave. Sure, you get what you ask for in the beginning, but as the desires grow, so does the attachment you have to your new master. Trouble is, you will never realize that it's actually happening until it does. Djinn also have this nifty little ability to utilize their imbued magical abilities to manipulate everything around them, including the fabric of reality itself. They are dream-weaving sons of bitches that feed off your desire for a bettering of your situation, and then instead giving you what you really need, which for most of us is a good swift kick in the ass. It says, instead, it's going to do this. Okay, Mr. Fancy Pants, you want it? You got it, but you have to give me what I want first. Quid pro quo. And if the Djinn get pissed off, well, they are wolf-pack-worthy adversaries, and the old adage of being able to put the genie back in the bottle does not apply here. They must be banished completely. With the Djinn working in mind games and the Juggernauts pushing us all around, one would venture that this couldn't get any worse. Well, yes it does. In fact, I'm not even touching on the actual things we call demons yet, and for the sake of our little grouping session, I'm gonna let you know this. There is, in fact, a ranking system in the demon realm. It goes all the way to the top, or bottom as it were. That's right, each and every single demon, save one, has to answer to someone more powerful than they are. And in fact, each demon must answer to the higher-ranked counterparts unless they themselves be banished. This might work to one's advantage or disadvantage when encountering the stronger, more advanced adversaries. The easiest way to understanding the ranking system amongst demons is to kind of look at the rankings of angels or deities and sort of draw parallel lines between the levels. On BTT's fan page on Facebook, you can find a link that gives a roundabout listing of the hierarchy of some of the named and known demons out there. But there are scowns more. It starts at the very top with the king of demons, Abaddon himself. He is the head honcho, the big cheese. Chances are good not a single one of us out there has ever had a run-in with Abaddon, or Abaddon, or however you wish to pronounce him. And that, fortunately, is a bloody good thing. You really have to seriously fuck shit up to draw the king's attention. And even if you do, chances are good, he would simply send one of his underlings after you instead. Basically, you are a fly on the windshield for him. Below him is the Chancellor, Grand Dukes, and Commanding Generals, and with each general commanding legions, not one, but many, many, many legions of demonic soldiers of various strengths and weaknesses. Underneath the generals are servants, cooks, guards, weapons makers, fallen angels, and even the three lower level angels called Seraphim, Cherubim, and Dark Angels. Each rank and file has a specific nastiness to them, and each one has a specifically named leader. When demons give you a name, chances are they are announcing themselves or announcing whom they are representing. So sometimes when we go up against a demon who calls himself blank, it may not even be him. Now, when you come in contact with a demon or are made aware that it is a demon you are in fact facing, the first question you want to automatically ask is, well, how do you get rid of it, right? Well, don't go there just yet. Instead, try asking first, who is it? Who it is? And what are they in the ranks? The answer can be found by researching or asking questions to the right people, even consulting the gods themselves. And other side, when where demons and gods are concerned, it's strangely one big dysfunctional family, and we happen to be the pawns of that family's divine chessboard. Aside from all that we've mentioned, there is still another more dangerous bastard out there, more dangerous than a demon, more manipulative, stronger, and more intense than any one of the millions and millions of other side's bad boys. When we come back from the break, we're going to introduce him to you, and after that, we'll take a brief look into some tips on how to avoid the nasty side of the veil. This, my friends, is an old school song called Das Effects from the band Das Effects called They Want Effects. It's an old school rap song. Give it a listen.
Do hippity hoo, crack a bruise, a trick or treat. Run my feet, yep, I dippity drop the hit. Some books get on your heart and spark out those sticks. It's just rats and double tracks and swiggity smacks. Some whiz kids, the boogity woogity Brooklyn boys about to get a hit. Stick. My waist bones connected to my hip bone. My hip bones connected to my thigh bone. My thigh bones connected to my knee bone. My knee bones connected to my party. Ha ha ha. Dippity jabber, Georgia jabber, not your funny bone. Get the hobo's heat, I'd rather have my honeycomb. A perfectly the sesame, let's spiggity spark the front song. Dun 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 dun. Dun, dun.
They wanna pay.
Well, I'll be gone. Timber, timber, you head for the hills. I pick the weeping willow and a daffodil. So back up, rock, oh, I'll pulverize my breath. Cause this little piggy gets busy and stuff. A reaper, don't you tell us the monthly honky tonk. I get swept. I caught a snuffle up against the smoke. The boogaloo split. I got the nooks, the crannies, the nitty gritty 40 dose. Cast away, hey, where's my bungalow? Ooh, I'm steaming, agony. Why is everybody always picking on me?
They call me Putin Tain, and that's my game. They ask me again, and I just tell you the same. Since I'm the vulgar vegetarian, huh? Stick them up free, so no pork sausages, mom. Please, hey, blitz shoots the breeze. Ridley D shoots his lips. Crazy, crazy, shot the sheriff, yep, and I shot the gift. And that's pretty sneaky, sis. Oh, yeah, I got my socks off, my rocks off, my lessons go for Coco. Holly, hobby, try to zombie, try to rob me, silly son.
Was they want effects from DOS Effects. Welcome back to BTT's Look at the Bad Boys of Other Side. Now, for the most part, we have looked at a pretty big list of badasses and shit kickers that can and will every so often slip through the threshold and come play the little games with us here on the living world. And, well, like I said, this has been a pretty fast episode, but, you know, it's there's a couple of things that you can talk about and some of the things you can't talk about. And like, first of all, we don't announce all the names of all the demons and so on and so forth. You don't want to do that in a space. It's a really bad idea just calling them out, saying their names out loud on a radar basis. They're like, they have radar. They'll pick your ears up. And they're like, huh? Anyhow, I warn you, though. This is, like I said earlier before the break, there's one more bad boy that we haven't covered yet. One so diabolical, so treacherous, so devastating to the living world that no group can get defeat him. No exorcism can banish him, no protection spell can ward him off. The being that I'm speaking of has a name, and that name is the human mind. Now wait a minute, Mr. Blackheart, did I just hear that correctly? Did you say the human mind? Yes, I did. The human mind happens to be the most dangerous entity known to humanity. I say this for many a reason, but since there is just too many to mention in one night, I'll give you the nutshell version. Our human mind is capable of a great many beautiful, peaceful, loving things. We are capable of compassion on an extremely deep and personal level. We are able to reach out into the vastness of the universe and find those that are similar to us to the point of finding someone so special that we spend the rest of our lives with. Concurrently, our minds are able to create the most incredible mechanisms ever conceived. We have created civilizations on a single idea, belief structures out of a simple shared thought process, and an entire universe deep within the confines of the boxes you and I use to communicate with each other. With all these fantastical abilities, the mind is also very much capable of some of the most horrifying, terribly cruel acts that have ever graced the surface of the earth. Period. As a matter of fact, the human mind is capable of manifesting the very bad boys that I have mentioned earlier in this podcast. Remember back in the day, they came out with this video called The Secret? Well, in that video, there is a very important statement that was made that kind of shook me when I heard it a little bit. Thoughts create things. That's right, thoughts create things. We are the products of our own goddamn creation. Every single thing around us that has not been created by nature has been created by us, and sometimes even the very demons that we fight regularly are manifested from the primordial shit that swirls around in our brains every day. I'm not speaking of the lighthearted positive thoughts or even the neutral, calm, balanced thoughts. I'm speaking of the negative thoughts that occur inside each and every one of us. And if any of you can claim that not a single bad thought comes to you, then I'm here to flat out call your bullshit. We are compromised on balance. We're basically made up of balance, positive and negative, good and evil. The gray in between is how the balance actually takes place. And yet the negative crap that we go through on a day-to-day basis has, over the millennia, been massing itself and manifesting itself into some pretty bizarre and rather disturbing things. All the demons that we have spoken to this evening gain their power from the negative flow of energy that we feed. Whenever we get pissed off, wish harm on each other or ourselves, put ourselves down, beat ourselves or each other up, wage war, hide things from each other and tell secrets and lies, commit acts of violence upon each other, and generally be assholes to each other. The negative flow of the universe feeds off all of that, and in that flow, there is a tap that has been made by the residents of the other side. They feed off our fear, our pain, our darkest moments. They manifest gained power. They strength, and they get more and more power and more strength, and then when we least suspect it, they attack. And in a way, it's humanity's fault. Am I saying the demon plaguing you is because of you? No. I am saying that the demon that's plaguing you is a product of all humanity's basic lack of ability to stop being dicks to each other. They are here because they see what is happening to this world, and they are chomping at the fucking bit to keep tearing into us, one at a time, collecting notches on their belts, all to please the king himself. Trouble is, we cannot be positive 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's impossible. We can try, sure, but there will come moments that we simply cannot avoid being pissed off, being hurt, or thinking of harming someone. And while for the most part these emotions are harmless, and while they are natural and real and okay to have, they will, in reality, feed the bad guys in the long run. So, what do we do? Well, for one thing, stop doing negative shit to each other. There's a start. We can try our damnedest to get along as best as we can without trying each and every day to destroy each other. We can try listening to each other and, like the bumper sticker reads, coexist. Or we can simply keep doing what we're doing and let the butt hurt flow freely. As for the demons that already exist, Well, for one thing, you need to protect yourself. You need to protect your family, your home, everything and everyone you interact with on a regular basis. You need to be able to either use, if it needs, protection spells or using sea salt or some kind of protection method or ritual, getting some help in the process, doing some blessings on a home, you know, saging the house, that was a good idea. And then you need to research. Get as much information as you can or on who or what is attacking you and try to find out without mentioning their names or even writing them down sometimes. Just be careful when you're doing your research that you're not, you know, calling them forth even more. And then call for help. Reach out into the community that is your friends, family, fellow pagans and sensitives, and seek out the help that you need. If they don't know what to do, perhaps they know of someone who can. But regardless, research, get help, and protect yourself. And damn it, I cannot stress this enough. Please, please, please do not ever, ever, ever try to take a demon on by yourself. Chances are good they would know what you are capable of and already have your number. Chances are good you could throw your best shot at them and they will flinch, smile, and keep on coming. Two words: get help. All right, as this is going to be a really, really fast episode this evening, this is going to be concluding our show for BTT for this evening. Tune in next time for another blitzkrieg of information from the darker parts of humanity, and we're going to try to, you know, lengthen it out, stretch it out a little bit more. But for now, farewell, blessed be, namaste, and good night. This is the Dixie Chicks with Sinwagon.